Texas schools face challenges amid immigration policy shifts. Texas border business. Texas border business. Recent federal policy changes have sparked significant concerns for undocumented students attending public schools in Texas. The rollback of the sensitive locations policy, which previously limited immigration enforcement actions in places such as schools, has raised fears about the safety and well-being of these vulnerable students and their families. In response to these changes, over 24 Texas Democratic lawmakers have called on the Texas Education Agency, TEA, to issue clear guidance to school districts. They propose measures to safeguard student records, establish protocols for interactions with immigration authorities, and provide mental health resources for students affected by these developments. Their goal is to ensure that schools remain places of learning and safety, free from the threat of enforcement actions that could disrupt students' education. Legal protections remain in place. Despite policy changes, the 1982 Supreme Court decision in Plyler v. Doe still protects undocumented students' right to a free public education. This landmark ruling prohibits schools from denying enrollment based on immigration status, affirming that education is a fundamental right for all children in the United States. The removal of protections against enforcement in schools has created a climate of fear that may deter students from attending classes or fully engaging in their education. This shift raises concerns about potential long-term negative impacts on academic success and community stability. To counteract these effects, schools are being urged to implement clear policies that ensure undocumented students feel safe and supported. However, protections were removed on January 20, 2025, when Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Benjamin Huffman rescinded the Biden administration's guidelines that limited immigration enforcement actions in or near sensitive locations, such as schools, churches, and hospitals. Source: https://news/2025/01/21/statement-dhs-spokesperson-directives-expanding-law-enforcement-and-ending-abuse?utm_source=chatgpt.com. As of January 26, 2025, the Texas Education Agency, TEA, has not publicly responded to the letter sent by the Mexican-American Legislative Caucus, MELC, on January 23, 2025. In their letter, MELC urged the TEA to provide clear guidance to school districts regarding interactions with federal immigration authorities following recent federal policy changes. The TEA's latest public communication, released on January 23, 2025, is the 2024 annual report, which does not address the concerns raised by MELC. The letter was signed by several MELC members, including State Representative Ramon Romero Jr., Chair, MELC, State Representative Aaron Gomez, Vice Chair, MELC, State Representative Armando Martinez, Secretary, MELC, State Representative Armando Wall, Legal Counsel, MELC, State Representative Mary Ann Perez, Treasurer, MELC, State Representative Rafael Anquia, State Representative Diego M. Bernal, State Representative Elizabeth Liz Campos, State Representative Lulu Flores, State Representative Josie Garcia, State Representative Linda Garcia, State Representative Cassandra Garcia Hernandez, State Representative Jessica Gonzalez, State Representative R.D. Bobby Guerra, State Representative Anna Hernandez, State Representative Ray Lopez, State Representative Trey Martinez Fisher, State Representative Terry Meza, State Representative Joe Moody, State Representative Christina Morales, State Representative Eddie Morales, State Representative Penny Morales Shaw, State Representative Vincent Perez, State Representative Anna Maria Rodriguez Ramos, State Representative Jean Wu.